you ever wake up in the morning and say, dang, I'm not looking forward to all the stuff I have to do today? Welcome to Momstown 365. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. And who doesn't wake up sometimes and think that? So we're talking about how do you want to spend your day in this episode. And yeah. I think this is such a critical question for so many moms.
Well, and here's the thing. We get ourselves wrapped up into obligations, responsibilities, to-do lists, etc. But there comes a time in your life, and it can happen at any age, that you look in the mirror and you go, I really don't like my job. I might want to quit.
Or I don't like all the commitments I've made. How do I get out of them? You're looking at your day and you're thinking, I have all these things I have to do. I have to do. I don't get to do. I'm feeling like I have to do.
Right.
There's a difference between waking up and thinking, I get to do these things, and thinking, I have to do these things.
So because of, you know, not working on one vacation rental property, it's opened up all this time in my schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have a little PTSD from being so busy that I'm like, I can look around the room and go, I cleaned the kitchen. The house is pretty clean. I don't have a bunch of errands to run. Wow, that space is amazing.
But freeing up that space allows you to bring more creativity, as long as you're not bringing more busy in.
Bingo.
Busy.
Yep.
And I have been really brilliant lately at bringing in more busy into my life.
Yeah, and
I know better.
Well, and I'm training. This is interesting because
I'm an old mom. I understand. I know better. If you're a new mom, listen to us old moms.
Yeah, watch what you ask for.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Because sometimes when we go after, this will be a fun thing to do, but then underneath it are all the things that you have to do to make it a fun thing to do, which takes the fun out of it.
Okay, and that's true. And so I also am I don't know if this is a character flaw. Or,
you don't have any of those.
Oh, this is why I podcast with you. Keep telling me this. I am the type of person, and maybe you listening are maybe the same way, I would rather say I tried, and instead of I wonder if. I wonder if that dangling out there, not knowing, is more agonizing to me than just like going in the trenches and doing this and, and now I know.
Okay, well, you're in that right now.
Because I'm really good at bringing busy into my life.
And I revel in space. Like, I don't
But you were
to do
in my space not that long ago.
No, that's why I said I'm still recovering.
Right.
I'm in recovery from being super duper busy. Sometimes I look around, I'm like, I could actually just go outside and garden if I wanted to.
Right. But at the same time, people have to make money.
Yes.
Right. And so it's not, you don't quit your job just because you don't want to be busy.
Well, I turned it into a different way that the income was coming.
Exactly. So that's the key.
It's not 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably at 82% of what I was making. But what I gained in time and space is huge.
And I think what we need to do as women, and when money is concerned and finances and making money, you understand there's a lot of different ways that you can make money and you will fill the void.
Right. Okay. So a takeaway from this conversation, from my perspective, when you look at your week,
how do you want to live it?
Yes. How do you want to feel? Like, I get to go to Target and walk up and down the aisles and find a couple things I need because I like to do that.
And you're just strolling right now.
Yeah.
Me, I go to Costco and I'm like, I need this and this and this or this. I'm throwing it in and I'm like looking
rushing
and seeing, can I beat them to the line? Like, yep, get out of here quicker.
Yes. So a lot of people, I told a story about my neighbor who's an attorney, mm-hmm. and he went to law school. He started his own company.
Yes,
then he started having migraines, mm-hmm. a migraine a month that literally has to take himself to the emergency room to get a shot to relieve the pressure.
Uh-huh.
Because he thought being an attorney would be so cool, prestigious, and make a lot of money when all it does is torment him every day, because that's, he doesn't get that good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So can you imagine 5 days a week, he's doing something that he doesn't look forward to?
And how many of us do that? And so I think let's do this in the next episode too. Let's explore more of this question about how do you want your day to look? How do you want to live your week?
Right. And when you look at the whatever is notated on your calendar for 10 o'clock on Thursday, not every single one of them is going to make you go, oh, that's going to be fun. But you'll have fewer and fewer ones that will say, ugh.
So let's look at some real strategies coming up in our next episode on how do you want to live your day? Coming up right after we have a quick break from this sponsor.